B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot damn.
I don't want a hot take.
I'll argue with you all day long.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
Hello?
All right, the number 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there. Andrew finds the best of the best. We play him on Bring the Heat. So let's see what we got today.
This loss to the Celtics is a disgrace. I'm tired of Brett Brown playing Furkan in the first quarter. If he don't play this, I'm just frustrated. I'm going to rip everything out of my brain.
I had the same reaction when I saw Furkan come onto the court in the first quarter. I'm going, why? Why? Why in the first quarter? Why is he on the floor when we're not up 22 points and 4 minutes to go in the game? I'm going, that was a sign right away. I'm going, oh boy. Everybody's scratching their head because of Furkan, and rightfully so.
Let's see. Brett Brown didn't have his team ready to play. He didn't adjust fast enough. He was totally owned by Brad Stevens. This guy is going to keep this team from winning a championship. He is not a championship coach. He doesn't know what to do against good coaches. This is going to be the downfall.
Yeah, I said earlier in the show that there's a mental block when it comes to the Celtics. The mental block is in the name of Brad Stevens. Look, you can't deny that Brad Stevens has out-strategized, out-coached, out-schemed Brett Brown significantly. He just has. He has. And last night, that's why last night was frustrating, because it looked just like it looked last year. And it's like, have you learned nothing when you face the Celtics? And they're without Kyrie again last night. Didn't matter.
Look, I've seen that a dozen times with the Sixers. You know, classic Celtics game plan, just force Embiid and the smaller guard to switch, and either have the guard take Embiid to the hole or have the forward post up the smaller guard. Celtics got a bunch of buckets off that. Bad, bad loss. But that's okay, because by the time this is on the Bring the Heat line, the Phillies will sign Bryce Harper tomorrow. So
No.
I guess that's cool.
Yeah. Are you saying not tomorrow? But I don't know when that's going to be. They'll sign Bryce Harper. I'm getting the feeling that they're not even going to end up with Harper or Machado at this point.
You're getting to that point
now?
I am.
Well, you can sit there and you can hope for so long, Andrew.
Well, that Heyman stuff was good news yesterday.
Yeah.
Because the Giants can't sign him. At least I don't think. They can't sign him for a 10-year deal. They don't have the money for it. They won't have the talent for it. Somebody put up a graphic. I think it was NBC Sports, but San Francisco, Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
They put out a graphic saying, here's the estimated total without Harper, 74 wins. With Harper, 78 wins.
Ooh.
Like, does he want to go to a team where they're going to get 78 wins? Yeah, money's...
The ballpark's not advantageous for him either.
And somebody, I heard somebody else saying that the last time a left-handed bat really thrived in San Francisco, and really the only time, was Barry Bonds.
Yeah, guess who, right?
It's not going to be Bryce Harper.
Yeah, because he sat there and hit it into McCovey Cove.
It just makes perfect sense to come to Philadelphia. He's already kind of used to the area.
Yeah, but why hasn't it happened, man? You know, there's obviously big-time reservations for some reason, because I don't think that the Phillies have not put a contract on the table. At this point, you'd be stupid not to.
No, it's definitely,
to let more
it's
teams
definitely
in.
On the table, but I'm telling you, this is all Boris. This is all Boris. This is not as Mike called you a little rat yesterday, this has nothing to do with baseball. This has to do with one man. Not even Bryce Harper. It's Scott Boris.
Yeah, you're right. And he's a guy that likes to bleed it out. And he's bleeding it out. There's no doubt about that. Now, somebody needs to take a Louisville slugger to Boris's door and knock on it and say, let's go, dude.
Yeah, I think I'm more fired up than the Sixers are to watch this game. I'm watching this and I'm falling asleep, watching Embiid sludge up and down the court. This is ridiculous. We'll never beat this team in the playoffs.
Well, I can't disagree at this point. If you look at what happened last year and you look at what's happened this year, can I sit here and make the case that they can go into a seven-game series against Boston, whether that's in the first round, the second round, or a conference final and win? Hell no, I can't make that case.
I just don't get what happened last night. Like, all of a sudden, they tried playing half-court offense. We haven't seen that all season.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. I don't, Andrew. I look at it. Here's what I look at. And I know this stat's been going around. The Sixers are 1-7 against Milwaukee, Boston, and Toronto. Beginning of the year. This is even before Jimmy Butler. You got the 16th of October, 105-87 loss to the Celtics for the Sixers in Boston. 123-108 loss to Milwaukee and Milwaukee on the 24th. On the 30th of October, 129-112 loss at Toronto. Let's go into December. Loss at Toronto on the 5th of December. Now, Butler was in for that game. Played 38 minutes and had 38 points, and they still lost. The only win against those three teams this year was a 126-101 versus Toronto 3 days before Christmas without Kawhi, without Ibaka, and without Valanciunas. That's the only time. So 1-7 against the teams ahead of you in the conference. And I know everybody wanted to crown them because you made the deal for Tobias Harris. Oh, you want to crown them early. It looks great on paper. It really does. And you hope that it comes together and they have 25 more games for it to come together. But there's no guarantee that it comes together. And if you don't have faith in Brett Brown, what makes you think that he's going to be able to make it come together?
And something to take note of, I did math, believe it or not, and I believe it's actually accurate thanks to the calculator. Of those eight games, I don't take plus minus into account too much.
Yeah, they gotten blown out.
Embiid, out of those eight games, is a total of a minus 24. Oh, and Ben Simmons, a minus 32 of those eight games.
That can't happen.
And that's with the big win. When the Raptors didn't have those three players.
Yeah, they blew their doors off in that game without Kawhi, Ibaka, and Valanciunas. It's next.
I swear, there's nothing worse at this moment right now as a Philadelphia sports fan on back-to-back days that on Monday we lose to the biggest rival in hockey, and then last night, also at home, we lose to our biggest rival in basketball. I swear, it's kind of like getting double-punched in the face, chest, stomach, everywhere around my body at the same time.
Yeah, we might as well. The Mets might as well sign Harper today, and the Giants might as well sign Foles today. We can make it the quadfecta. All four teams that we hate end up with something we want. All right. I mean, come on, it is insane. Like the Monday game, the loss to the Penguins, whatever. That was a huge game. The Flyers squandered an opportunity. They came back and got a win last night. But the Sixers, again, it looked the same as it always looks. And that's just so disturbing at this point.
Here's an idea. Let's trade up and get Markel Fultz instead of Jason Tatum. Oh, what a great idea.
You can't keep complaining about that. That was a general manager ago, and a lot of people thought that was the right move at the time. He was like the consensus number one overall pick. Now, do they get it wrong sometimes? Yeah. Did the Sixers get it wrong? Absolutely. But we can't keep going back to the Fultz thing. Fultz is gone. We've now moved on from him. So we all got to move on as a fan base.
Sucks watching him, though. Sucks watching Tatum.
Like Tatum, yeah. I mean, he's a good player. No question. And, I mean, you'd have been better served because you gave up to move up. And you got fleeced by Danny Ainge, no less. That's the part that stings. I get it, but you got to move on.
I needed this game. We needed this game. I needed this game. I just got my hope back in Toronto, and it just crushed it again.
Yeah, well, that's why I would have been just fine with a one-point win last night. I didn't need a blowout. I didn't need to get greedy and send a statement. I just needed to know that Brett Brown in a tight game, especially a tight game, that's what playoffs should be, that he could overcome Brad Stevens and come away with the win. But it didn't happen again. And the same issues cropped up last night. They crop up against the Celtics every time.
How the f*** are we going to lose to those guys three times in a row? Fire Brett Brown. Embiid, you're soft. I'm out.
What?
Embiid, what did he say?
He said he's soft.
Nah, he's not soft. Stop that. Embiid was not good the first three quarters of the game. He had a good fourth quarter. But he's not soft. But Horford, it is weird how, you know, an average player like Horford can, in certain matchups, be the kryptonite to a great player in Embiid. It happens in all sports. You know what I mean? Like, great players, there's just one guy that they match up against, and it's the perfect skill set to defend that guy or whatever. And Horford seems to be Joel Embiid's kryptonite. And it's a shame, because Horford plays for Boston. You're probably going to have to go through Boston if you want to advance in the playoffs. And Embiid's their most dynamic player.
I love Brett Brown. I think everyone is along with me that they love Brett Brown. But the game last night, I quite frankly don't understand the rotations what Brett Brown's doing. Why is Furkan Korkmaz playing as much as he did? I'm tired of seeing him play. Why is Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris the only people out on the court that can actually do something?
Look, the rotations drive people bananas. And it's the same thing. Brett is a guy that goes with that analytical. At this point, 6 minutes in, that's when you make the substitution. And he sticks to it. And I think there's times when you got to be malleable to making a change in the way you do things. And he has not done that. And we'll see if he does that the next time they face the Celtics or in the playoffs. Because if you don't do things differently against the Celtics, don't expect a different result. Joe Banner said it, the definition of an insanity. Not changing anything and getting this and expecting a different result.
Guys, I'm going to keep this as calm as I possibly can. Last week you asked if Brett Brown was the coach to take us to the next level. After tonight, I don't think there's any shadow of a doubt. Brett is not the guy. He's going to have to go. He has to go.
Well, he's going to get the rest of this year, and he's going to get the playoffs. We know that for a fact. But, you know, he's going to be judged on everything in total. But it's weird, though. If they win and, you know, like when they roll the Lakers, it's all, look at the depth on the team, look at these players. And when they lose, he gets all the blame. Now, he does get some blame for last night, but he never gets credit for wins. They never give him a tip of the cap, ever, for wins.
Well, because it's easy to say fire this guy in any sport.
Yeah. Right? And in that sport in particular.
I mean, when it comes to football, you can say, especially if Doug Peterson is the play caller, which he is, you can say, man, he did a great job calling plays. When you do baseball, you can say, wow, Gabe Kapler pulled the pitcher at the right moment and had this guy pinch hit at the right moment. Hockey, what is it?
Flow sport, yeah.
A timeout, like, oh, that was a good timeout at that point, yeah, right?
Extend the tie.
And then basketball, I mean, one of the things that you can think of in terms of giving a coach credit is matchups, rotations, and then plays out of timeouts.
Yeah, substitutions, that's huge, yeah.
There's so much that happens that he can't take care of.
Yeah, he's not on the floor. He can't be the one getting blamed for Simmons turning the ball over six times or something like that.
Hey, call me crazy, but if the Sixers continue to stay around the 4 or 5 seed, so do the Celtics, you're telling me that in the first round if they play the Celtics that they're going to win? That is crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Started our fourth quarter last night when I saw T.J. McConnell and J.J. Redick out there on the defensive end. To start the fourth quarter, I was done with Brett Brown. I am done with Brett Brown. You will not win a title with Brett Brown. 1-7 against the top three in the East. Brett Brown needs to go if you want to win anything. Okay.
the okay guy, I think we could probably pull like 47 different okay guy calls, and he's been done with Brett Brown 47 times. You know what I mean?
He was done with them when they only won 10 games that one season.
Did he call on Monday after the victory over the Lakers where they scored 143 points and say, they're going to the finals, okay?
Yes, he did, but he did not credit Brett Brown,
of course
not. As we were just talking about.
But he's done now with Brett Brown. He's been done with Brett Brown, like I said, 47 times in the last year and a half. It's amazing. Hit the Bring the Heat line tonight at 610-771-9751. And leave your messages there. The Sixers are back in action tonight. They're going to take on the Knicks tonight on the road. The line on the game tonight, the Sixers now favored by 9. It opened at 10, now it's at 9 in New York tonight to take on the Knickerbockers. So we'll see how that game plays out. Bring the Heat brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Let's go to Anthony in North Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Ant?
Hey, what's going on, man? Listen, I echo what Anthony's rant, but there's a couple things I wanted to get into other than that, if I can. The Boston Celtics are in Embiid's head, Ben Simmons, and Brett Brown's head. I know it's a new era of basketball or whatever, but why doesn't Embiid run to the front of the rim and put Horford on his back? Horford should be in foul trouble by the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, and just get him in foul trouble early so you can get him out of there.
Right. Scrap the offensive sense of what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. If you want to put Al Horford on me, I'm going to destroy him. go to the front of the rim and dunk on him or try to get a foul, anything. You could get him in foul trouble early. And that just didn't happen all night. He never did it. And I just don't get it. Nobody's telling him to do it or whatever. He's standing out 10 feet away from the basket trying to take Horford off the dribble. And it's not working.
Well, that's the thing, Anthony. You look at it and you go, you know that Horford's a matchup problem for Embiid for some reason, whatever the reason is.
Right.
And then there's a lack of willingness from Embiid to try and overcome that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't get it. He needs to watch a 2001 finals tape of when Shaq used to run right to the bottom of the rim and get Mutombo on his back. And just that's how you do it. You play a big man, that's how you're supposed to play. You play big man, that's how you're supposed to play. And the other thing I wanted to say, Coach Brown, I don't know what the hell he was doing with 13 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Was that the play, really, and B hold the ball for 11 seconds in his hand and give it to Tobias to shoot it from the clubhouse seats?
Yeah.
You don't do that. You get a quick two, and you hopefully you got about 5 or 6 seconds left, 5 or 6 seconds
foul.
Left. And right, and you foul.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, you back down three, and at least you got about 5 or 6 seconds to shoot a three-pointer.
No, you're dead right. You're dead right, Anthony. And again, that those kind of things come down to coaching.
That's coaching, man. That's bad execution. That's horrible execution.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Anthony, I know you're fired up, man. I appreciate the call. I hope that got it off your chest a little bit. Let's go to David in Baltimore on the Fanatic. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, Jason? How are you?
Good.
So I got a point on the Sixers, and then I know everybody, I do want to talk about the little Flyers, though. On the Sixers, you know, I know everybody wants to fire Brett Brown, and my always thing is when you want to say that, what replacement do you have at this point in the season? So I don't think you're gaining anything by firing him. And at this point, I think you have to let it. I think it's at this point you play, let it play out and see how he does in the playoffs.
You have to let it play out. You're totally right, David.
Because it's stupid to just, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
You're cutting off your nose to spite your face, because by the time, if a new coach came in at this point in the season and then he's got to implement systems, there's not a lot of practice time at this time of year, and all those things. And exactly. I always say, when you go, well, fire the coach, I go, well, if not him, who?
Okay. Right there.
Okay, exactly. Where's the now, you know, where's the great coach? Where's Pat Riley or Phil Jackson? Are they just going to step in? Where's that guy at? He's not there right now.
Exactly. And with the Flyers, you know, I've been so impressed with this team. You know, before they went on this big streak, I'll be honest, I was embarrassed. They were an embarrassment. And I don't want to hear about it's a new coach, you know, interim coach, just that they didn't deserve to wear that jersey. And this team has played phenomenal. Last night's game, I mean, to come back 3-1, they had that double minor. Down 3-1, and it's a terrible call, but they fought through it. It's a tough game on the road after you lose to the Penguins. To win that game, it's great. So I really have two questions for you. I'm really curious because I know this is definitely your forte. Number one, what do you really think of Scott Gordon? He seems to have this team playing really, really well, and I'll be honest, I'm impressed with him. And then my second question is, I'll hear both off the air, should they buy or sell at the deadline? What would you do going forward for the rest of the season?
All right, I'll break them into two, but I'll start with your second question first. Should they buy or sell at the deadline? They should sell. Absolutely. Wayne Simmons, I know that Toronto's interested in Wayne Simmons now. Another Canadian team, I believe it's Calgary's interested in Wayne Simmons. I think other teams are as well. So I sell at the deadline. Now it's a buy-sell combo a little bit, because you got to get something in return, and you're going to get a nice return for Wayne Simmons. You should get a first-round pick based on the market. Brian Boyle got a second-round pick. So I sell at the deadline because there's still fundamental issues with the core of the team, because you look at the situation, and they're still Jekyll and Hyde. They're still a bipolar team. They play great or they play poorly, and they don't live in that consistent zone very often. And so to the second point, Scott Gordon, he's done a great job with the team. I think he's a really good communicator. But I will tell you, I think I'm impressed with the job he's done significantly. But I think that from an organizational standpoint, I believe they're still looking for the big splash. They want a big name, like a Quenneville. When they mentioned Quenneville when Ron Hextall was fired, that told me all I needed to know. So I think if they can land a Quenneville or a big name becomes available, they're going to go after that guy. If they don't land that guy, Gordon could be the guy going forward. But I think they're definitely looking for that. And Gordon's going to come out of this good. I think he could end up with another head coaching job around the league based on the job that he's done. I just think they want a big name here. Karate Mark is on the Fanatic. What's up, KM?
Guys, I got a lot on my chest, and if it's okay with you, I
unload.
Might be able to vent.
Unload.
Well, maybe I went into last night's game with a preconceived notion. Maybe I was wrong. before the game started last night, knowing that Kyrie wasn't playing, I had the feeling that even if the Sixers won, Joe wasn't going to be happy even if they won last night. Then I watched him play three quarters flat. Joe didn't show up till the end of the fourth quarter last night. Too little, too late. I'm sick of seeing Ben shut down with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum in his face. Sixers, I love you to death. The first bad thing I've said about this team. But get your head out of your ass and play some ball, because I had it with the damn Celtics.
Yeah, look, that's the thing, Karate Mark. It looked exactly like it looked last year in the playoffs, and the Sixers have a different roster, and they didn't accentuate the difference from last year to this year. It's the same thing.
Last Friday night.
Drives you crazy.
Last Friday night, the game against Denver, Brett even came out and said it himself, we didn't practice together, let's just go see what happens. Boys, go play ball, have some fun.
Yeah, unleash them.
That's a week ago. It's different, and guys, things are going to change tonight. The season's long from over. We're still going to make a lot of noise in the playoffs. But last night was unacceptable, and they deserve every lashing they get from every fan in the city today.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks, Mark. And the thing is, I don't know if it's going to be a long playoff run. I really don't. Because they could end up facing Boston in the first round. They could. If Indiana can find a way to keep winning games and stay in the top three in the Eastern Conference. Now, they don't have Oladipo. We know that. But if they have to face Boston in the first round, could it be one and done? You're damn right it could. Because they haven't shown the ability to beat Boston. If you're going into a series with Boston right now and it's in the first round, the Vegas odds on Boston are minus 180, minus 200 to win that series. And they'll probably win it in five. Unless it over these last 25 games, Brett can figure it out and he can like tap into somebody's brain on how to outmaneuver Brad Stevens. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. Anthony out the rest of the day. Jason Martinez with you. We're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I can tell you about Window Nation. Because smart, savvy shoppers, well, they're the ones that get the best deals because they're always shopping in the off season. You know, savvy shoppers, they buy a snowblower, snow boots, or a sweater in the summertime when prices are cheap and they save tons of money. If you wait until fall, you pay full price. Window Nation knows this as well. And they're offering an amazing deal. How about buy two windows, get two free with 0% financing for 5 full years? This is the time to strike. You buy four windows, you get four free. You buy eight, you get eight free with no limit. Plus, if you call by Sunday and with the purchase of a house of windows, they're going to pay your heating bill. Window Nation will, until your new windows are installed. You're going to save thousands. Window Nation does a room-by-room install to cause as little disturbance in your home as possible. Plus, they're going to pay your heating bill. Window Nation needs to keep the factory busy. And the installers working during the slower months and after this nasty cold weather, yet another one, you probably need new windows. You're feeling the draft come in. Buy in the off-season, pay the lowest price of the year, guaranteed, all by calling 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Again, two free windows with every two you buy, no limit, and 0% financing for 5 full years. Call 866-90-NATION right now or visit windownation.com, and when you do, tell them Jason sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there wasn't an amen last night. When Furkan Korkmaz came into that game.
Doink.
Yeah, it was probably a little less different reaction from Anthony. Going like, why? Why is he in the game?
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, you're looking at that and you're like, what is going on here? And then JJ and TJ on the floor together. And oh, man. And the same thing, same result that's happened all too many times. And again, the Sixers 1-7 against the top teams in the Eastern Conference, excluding Indiana. They've lost to Milwaukee, the Celtics, and the Raptors. The only game they've won was on the 22nd of December when they beat the Raptors without Kawhi. without Ibaka and without Valanciunas. Otherwise, they're 0-7. Take that game, 0-7 against the top teams in the East. And I know the trade got everybody all juiced up. Tobias Harris. Got to settle down. Got to see if it comes together first before we're going to crown them or have them. Oh, can they compete with Golden State in the finals? Can't even have those conversations yet. Everybody's got to settle down.
I'm embarrassed.
And when you have you belt the Lakers and you put up 143 points, second most in the NBA of the season, everybody gets in a lather. Oh, they're unstoppable. Well, talk to me when they have success against Brad Stevens and the Celtics. Talk to me when they can get by Milwaukee or Toronto with Kawhi and Ibaka. Till then, I'll hold my reservations right in my own pocket. Gerald in Germantown's on the Fanatic. What's up, Gerald?
Hey, man, how y'all doing?
Doing all right, man. Trying to overcome.
No, we're not doing all right. Here's our problem, man. Announcer made a comment last night, and I think it slipped past everybody. We run the least pick and rolls in the league. That's a problem. It's a total problem. When you got a guy that can handle the ball and can shoot, and Jimmy Butler, and you got a guy that can handle the ball, who you traded for him, Tobias Harris. It's a problem when you have Embiid standing at the three-point line while getting the ball at the foul line, waiting to set a screen for J.J. Redick coming off this motion offense that Brett Brown likes to run, which leaves Embiid stepping back shooting three-pointers.
Yeah.
It's weird, man. I don't understand this offense. It's the worst. Oh, it reminds me of the Princeton offense. Or even the Harlem.
Oh, you going Eddie Jordan's Princeton offense?
Yes. Or even the Harlem Globetrotters offense. When you at the top of the key and everybody passed the ball and running in a circle. This is sickening, man.
Well, I don't like that either, Gerald. You know, Ben will bring the ball up the floor, and the first person he hands the ball off to is Embiid.
At the
3-point line. I'm going, why are you facilitating through Embiid?
It's stupid. It's the worst offense ever. If you want to hand Embiid the ball first, he can beat Al Horford, but we don't play.
Yeah, well, I'm losing your line there, Gerald. But yeah, you're right. And look, if you just want to take Horford, that equation out, because he gives Embiid fits, then get Embiid in the post and let him try and have his way with Horford. Get to the line, put Horford in foul trouble. That way, at the end of the game, it's not an issue. But it seems like there's a lack of willingness from Embiid to go down and have to deal with Horford, because he hasn't had success against him. Well, you're never going to overcome it until you do that. Chris in Miami joins us on the Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
How's it going, man?
How's the weather down in South Beach, man?
Honestly, man, it's good, but to me, I don't really care about that because I'm pissed off, man. Like, last night, I'm through with this guy, man. Brett Brown, I'm through with him, and he ain't about it. He's just not about it, man. He's Brad Stevens Trump, man. Like, he has him in every single way. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Like, Brett Brown has had Embiid and Simmons 2 years, right? He's been coaching him for 2 years.
Yeah, this is the second full year, yeah.
Exactly. So, Simmons, are you going to, seriously, you're telling me he just took a three-pointer, like, not that long ago. His first three-pointer, it took him 2 years?
He's not a shooter. But.
No, I understand that. But I think that another coach that has, you know, his hands all over this team and has the character and you know what else to tell a player like that, say, you know what, you want to play for me? That's what you have to do, because if you want to win, you got to do this from the get. Not 2 years later. And then the other point, Embiid. He's had Embiid for 2 years. And what do they do with Embiid? Since he's unstoppable, they double him. And when they double him, they have no plan. No plan B. What does Embiid do? He tries to, like, just get rid of it, and it goes out of bounds. And I'm on the hat, man. Like, this guy, he's not. Every time Brad Stevens does his thing and coaches the Celtics up, he has no answer. He has the same thing, the dribble handle.
Yeah, look, it's hard to argue with you, Chris, because Brad Stevens has outcoached Brett Brown significantly. And the fact of the matter is that last night, it looked exactly like it looked last year. And it's looked that way this year through the entire season. So, yeah, you're right.
Yep, and he's got the nerve to put Korkmaz as his first sub. Are you kidding
me? Yeah, I don't get that even a little bit, Chris. When that happened last night, you're going, you got to be kidding me, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then I don't know why he never tried this lineup. When he's saying that Redick is getting killed out there defensively, why don't you put Redick out and put Ben Simmons, J. Jimmy Butler, Joel Embiid, Mike Scott, and Tobias Harris. That lineup he has never tried. And I don't understand why he doesn't put that lineup, because they're all big and they can all shoot but Ben Simmons.
Yeah, and with having this, thanks for the call. When you have all these offensive weapons that you can put on the floor with the addition this season of Jimmy Butler back in November and now Tobias Harris, you should never be in a position where two of those guys are not on the floor in a big game. You just shouldn't. Phil in Bristol is on the Fanatic. Hey, Phil.
Hey, Jason. How's it going?
It's been a trying day today.
Yeah. You know, my saying is starting to wear out. You know, you lose the battle but win the war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tried it with the Eagles and we did very well. And now with these guys here, Elton got Tobias and all because we stunk it up. Okay, he had to do something. And now they got Gasol, the Raptors, and Mirotić hasn't started playing yet, but he'll be playing soon with the Milwaukee.
Mirotić, yeah.
Yep, and it's going to be Elton's got to make another move because, as you saw last night, we're not good enough. And the thing about it is, what bothers me is that Brett says things, but he doesn't follow through. He said before the game, and I heard him speaking on the internet, whatever, and he was going to, at smaller lineups, he was going to not forget about Bolden and whatever like that. It would have been nice last night to get him in for a little bit. I'll tell you right now, if Boban's going to be our backup center and he's going to play like 14 minutes a game, we're not going to do well. He can't compete. He can't run. And some of the other guys, too. Maybe we'll feel it out and all and see. But we need to make a real push and get that third spot. It's going to be really important.
Yeah, look, that is reachable. You have 25 games left to do it. It's going to be difficult, though. You can need Indiana to falter, and they just haven't done that yet. They've won six straight games.
Well, what do you think, though, about some of the guys still out there, the buyouts? I mean, we're not married to these players that he got from trade.
Well, who's the guys that are out there? Where's the buyout?
I mean, there's a couple guys out there. One is Morris's brother. I mean, it would be a great pickup if he could.
The buyout has to happen first. It hasn't happened yet, John.
Well, it has for Morris. Morris is out there.
Well, there may be other buyouts, and maybe Elton Brand is waiting on that. One thing I know, and thanks for the call, is that Elton Brand is doing everything he can to improve this team because he said it. It's why he made the deal for an expiring contract with Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler, because it's time to win and push all in. And what that did was put a lot of pressure on his coach. That puts a ton of pressure on Brett Brown. It just does. So, I mean, Elton has said conference finals or NBA finals several times. So that's his expectation. If they match up against Boston in the first round because they couldn't improve their positioning heading into the playoffs and they would lose to Boston in the first round, it's probably bye-bye Brett. 610-632-0975. Mikey Miss at the top of the hour. It is the Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Mikey Miss coming up in about 12 minutes. Let's get a couple calls in. John in Marlton joins us on The Fanatic. Hey, John.
Hey, Jason. I called earlier. I got caught off. But, you know, I'm really torn about last night's game. Obviously, I'm super frustrated. We can't beat the Celtics. But this is a bit of a new team, right? I don't expect it to come together that quickly just to dominate the NBA right away. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does take a little bit of time, but that's not the issue last night to me. The issue last night to me was it looked exactly like it looked last year.
Well, I agree with you. Brett Brown is frustrating. I had the same thought with Cork Miles in the beginning. No idea why he's playing. I don't know why Embiid's taking eight threes. And then Jimmy Butler, you know, he wants to be the man. He demanded the pick and roll offense earlier in the year. And, you know, he had a good game, but he missed some clutch free throws at the end. Yeah. And I don't want to dog him for that. You know, that's not the be all end all. But
no, but that was a big spot. You're right. When he missed those free throws, that was a big spot.
It was. And, of course, Ben, 2 for 7 from the foul.
He was horrible, and they were ugly.
Jason, I don't know about you, but this guy is, you know, obviously one of the best athletes in the world. But there's no bend to his knees, nothing. Like, you know, great. Even Embiid does it. You know, he gets into rhythm.
Embiid's great at the line.
Follows through.
Yeah.
You know, like, Ben looks like, I don't know, he kind of looks like Shaq when he shoots a free throw.
Yeah, it looks clumsy. You know what I mean, John?
It does.
It looks clumsy. There's no rhythm to it. And you can tell he has zero confidence at the line. You can just see it. That's why he doesn't like taking the ball to the rim, because he's going to get fouled. And it's hack a Ben. John in Delaware is on the Fanatic. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, John?
You got me?
Yeah, I got
good.
You.
I'm good. I just want to start off. I'm not in the camp of Trey Ben Simmons, but he's not a floor general as a point guard should be. I will argue that until I'm blue in the face. I mean, in my opinion, he needs to talk to somebody like Magic Johnson. 2 days ago, I didn't agree. But from last night, what I've seen, I agree. He has to be a floor general. Set the big man up under the basket where he needs to be. I don't see him telling nobody where to be as a point guard. That's what I'm used to seeing from a point guard.
You're looking at a guy that's there pointing to, you go here so I can get you the ball in the post, and like a Stockton did, or Mark Price.
More general, that's what I know a point guard should be, you know? I mean, and I don't see it at all. So it's like, I don't see how they will win like that.
Well, look, I'll tell you, look, the Sixers like to run, too. So there's not like a lot of, you know, get into your set offense and you know.
I understand that, but doing that all game, that's not going to work.
Yeah. Well, I disagree with you about talking to Magic. If Magic wasn't an executive with the Lakers, I'd go, okay, fine. That's a good resource to tap.
I'm not with that neither, but he needs to talk to somebody.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
If you want to be a point guard, you need to be a floor general.
Yeah.
And I don't see that.
Yeah, there's aspects. Thanks, John. I got to run, but there's aspects to his game that certainly are going to need to improve, and that he is going to improve. It's going to take some time because he is only in his second year, and the shooting part of the equation and his inability to shoot is certainly an issue. No question about it. But yeah, I'm not letting him talk to Magic Johnson. Sorry. That would be, yeah, the perfect guy. No doubt about it. But he's an executive with the Lakers, so no way. Not going near that. Not a chance in hell are you spending any time with Magic Johnson without Elton Brand present. You know what I mean? And I'm not spending time anyway because I just don't want him to grow an attachment to Magic. All right, Mikey Miss is coming up next. It was General Knowledge Wednesday today. So he's got general knowledge today. And Mikey Miss up next to two in our handoff, brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. You can always, for more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. So we'll be back tomorrow. Sixers are back in action tonight. They're going to take on the Knicks tonight. Big favor tonight. 9-point fave for the Sixers tonight in New York against the Knicks. And we'll break it all down tomorrow right here on the Midday Show. Mikey Miss is up next. Have a great day, everybody. Great job, Andrew. We'll be back with you tomorrow right here exclusively on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.